It's Tuesday, September 10th, and it's time for Campus Connection. There are school district officials here to talk about what's going to be happening at the school board meeting tonight. In the studio, I have Erica Kluepainter, the superintendent, and school board president, Mara Lutomski.
Hi, Angela.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good. Loving this beautiful fall weather.
So nice. Yes.
It is.
Nice.
It's nice, and I see some kids around the schools, like, I don't know if the teachers are getting them out just because the weather's nice, but I think they're enjoying it, too.
There's lots of outside activity. It's great.
And the new stuff at the grade school stuff. Well, let me clarify that. The outdoor space with the swings, I've seen that used because KFSK is right across from the school, so you can just look out the window and you see kids on those swings that they installed
those this
year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So
yep.
It seems to be the purpose is being met there.
Yeah, they're having a lot of fun on those. And then there's a really nice little grass area that's kind of been designed so you could take a group of kids out and, you know, let kids read on the grass. And it's kind of within these little rock area. So you could do like a little lesson out there or whatever. And kind of that idea of turning that into a more of an outdoor classroom model on that end. So it's pretty fun. There's
phases. Saw that. And the big rocks that they could sit on, like in a rock circle.
Mm-hmm.
That looks pretty cool too.
They love it. But it's been fun.
Good. Well, so tonight is the second meeting of the school year for the school board. It looked like kind of a light agenda, but, you know, I think when I say that sometimes, it ends up there's a lot to talk about at the meeting. So maybe it's not going to be that quick of a meeting, but looks like, Mara, the board will be considering grants to approve, and that's, I'm assuming, not a controversial item.
No, we happily accept those grants. They are a lot of work that's put in previous to, of course, us accepting the grants. You know, lots of paperwork. You know, people complain that schools are administration heavy, but when we're required to go out because of funding shortfalls, when the schools and the district, needs funding, they come in the form of grants, and that takes a lot of work. And if we were to just pass that down, you know, to say, oh, well, we'll just cut an administration position just to, quote unquote, save money. Now, who does that job? Who writes those grants for those essential funds that we need? And, you know, that would be passed on to a teacher or a principal, and that takes time directly away from our kids. And so I am very happy that we have an administration that is very, I feel like you're very efficient in securing the grants and in doing the work, researching the cost benefit to the school, you know, and whether that money coming in is worth the time that it takes to apply for the grant, because it's not just putting in an application and then we say, oh, yay, we got the money. You know, it's paperwork, it's requirements, it's you know, proving that you have X, Y, Z in place. And it's a lot of bureaucracy just to get essential funding for our kids, which is, it's a terrible position to be put in. So I'm glad that we actually are securing grants and are able to have a little extra funding to do some of the projects that we do.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that. And I think, you know, and it totals a little over $500,000, which is substantial.
The grants?
Mm-hmm. Yep, federal grants,
the ones that $500,000. Wow.
Yep, and there's a lot of different ones within that. You know, some are all the way down, you know, to $15,000 or $20,000, and upwards of $120,000. And so, as Mara said, the one thing I will say about, I actually started doing federal programs and some of the federal grants when I was the principal at the elementary school, because a lot of them reside in the elementary school with, like Title I is primarily an elementary federal program. The migrant program at that time was centered more in the elementary school. We've grown those over the years, and we've also ended up with more funding because, even though it takes a lot of time, as Mara said, to do it, I understand them really well now. So now when we go to the grant writing workshop in the spring, and they'll say, oh, well, you might want to try this or try that, and you're like, oh, yeah, we could do that. And then you end up with another, you know, $20,000 or whatever. You know, so it just kind of keeps... we have been able to build those over the years and figure out creative ways to use them to fund things that people in the community value and people in the district value, and take a little weight off of other fund balances. So, yeah.
I'm sure there's truth to there may be schools all over the state that could qualify for these grants, but the bottom line is you have to apply for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To get them, mm-hmm. and having staff and the time to do that.
Yeah, and to be able to navigate just the ins and the outs of how you do that. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're missing an important piece of the application, you know, you likely won't get the award. So
right.
There's a lot of things that you have to, and that you learn over time. You know, Erica has been in our district for over a decade.
A long time.
and has been doing that work, you know, as a principal and now as a superintendent. So she's gained that knowledge to be able to navigate Karen,
yes.
Bridget, you know, mm-hmm. they're all able to
definitely
navigate it now. So some of the new administrators coming into these positions, they would probably have a tougher time doing it. And so then, you know, likely won't apply for them.
Yeah, the consistency over time has been really helpful for that. And then, of course, when we really do, as Mara mentioned, need to recognize Karen Morrison, I'm going to use her correct name, change since she's gotten married. But the financial reporting is a huge part of these grants. And so, especially for federal, for anybody that's ever done anything with the federal government, it's a journey all of its own. So we're actually in the middle of our audit right now. Our district's audit is happening right now. The auditors are here on site this week, and they're super impressed, as they always are, with how detail-oriented and on track we are. So it's always nice to get that recognition, and Karen really, really deserves that mm-hmm. acknowledgement for her work. So above and beyond.
It seems like we're still kind of forming the school year in terms of just who does what. There's contracts that the school board will be asked to approve for extra duties, like who's going to do the yearbook, who's going to, I don't know, what else is there? Coach different sports. Mm-hmm. There are over a dozen mm-hmm. of them listed on the mm-hmm. agenda.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With people.
So a lot of the extra duty contracts really require community support. You know, we don't have it within our staff to say, you're doing this now. You know, those are extracurricular activities. They're outside of any teacher's contract or any staff's contract. So, of course, we open it up to the community, and we love having the community involved in that. It really helps make it a community school. So we mm-hmm. have quite a few placements open. You know, we're kind mm-hmm. of constantly rolling over as we get into the new seasons, you know, who's going to do what. But
Yeah,
I know that.
And they're not, I mean, a lot of the contracts, they're not huge, especially, I mean, really for the amount of time that goes into them, especially things like yearbook and things and coaching in general. I mean, I think if you really figured out the hours, you're probably making cents an hour, you know, by the time it's all done. Just taking a couple of trips with kids is really 24 hours a day. So, I mean, there's not really a price tag for that. I mean, and having good people in charge of our kids is, mm-hmm. you know, is important.
Yeah, I was going to say, disclaimer, we have staff here, Joe Vignicki, who's coaching
yes.
middle school cross country, and
he does
go on a few trips,
mm-hmm.
you know, which that's a weekend.
Absolutely. So yeah. It's well outside.
Or more so
or
now
more.
With our travel.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. That's a whole other topic of conversation about ferries.
Yeah.
And schedules. Yeah, they're actually, just talked with Jamie a little bit this morning about that. That'll be what they're doing in this next few weeks, is having to revamp probably entire schedules based on what has come out with our ferry.
Yeah, the winter schedule does not really work
no.
for activities within the southeast with, you know, the boat heading out, going north on a Friday and, you know, swinging back through on a Monday to go south. It's very difficult to plan activities, so... I don't know how much we'll be using the ferry this winter.
I mean, Cordova, has 8 months without a ferry? Haines is looking like every Saturday they might have a ferry. I mean, that's the kind of thing.
We can't get to Sitka directly mm-hmm. from Petersburg any longer. There's one route a month that will go to Cake and then go to Sitka. But otherwise, you have to take the boat all the way around on the, you know, circumnavigate southeast to get back down to Sitka. And we can't put our students on the boat, even though they are very efficient at taking class online and being able to, you know, do their work away from the classroom. You know, after a few days, you just really can't have them it's outside of the classroom for that.
So does that mean more fundraising for trips, because it'll probably be airplane for the students?
Yeah, it could. I mean, there's a couple ways to look at it. There's sometimes there's, and we've already been doing this off actually for the last few years. You know, sometimes you have to look at numbers of kids that are able to travel. So you start looking at varsity level and JV level, and we've also looked at combining as much as possible within a weekend. Like if you're going to be somewhere for 4 days because of travel, how many activities or competitions can you fit, you know, within that time? So maybe if you do have to travel through Sitka and Cake and Juneau and, you know, or whatever to get somewhere, maybe you can do something in Juneau and then maybe you do something in Sitka, and maybe that could help, you know, kind of qualify. It's intense, though.
That's,
you know,
a
it's
lot
intense
of
for kids, and it's a lot of coordinating because it's back and forth to ferries and buses and, you know, all that. So I will say, Jamie's done a really great job of, and Karen, of coordinating, with Alaska Airlines. And I do think Alaska Airlines is really trying to step up, and has been on trying to kind of, offer group rates in different ways. They've allowed some different things to be able to happen with schools because they know what's going on. So, you know, they do things for schools that maybe they don't do for everybody else. They're able to do some things with rates and kind of groups that maybe don't have to have every name attached to it like you would with any other group. You know, you can say, no, we really know we need 10 seats for regionals or 10 seats for the state event, and we'll commit to those, but we can't put names in them yet, you know, that kind of thing. So they've allowed, you know, they really work with that. They do try to work with us on reducing the cost for those if we can give them some, you know, some lead time. So they've been great, you know, about doing that. But no, it's and we're fortunate because we have a jet here. So you talk to people in Haines right now, we're not probably putting a lot of kids on small planes to fly to Haines in February. I don't really want to be the superintendent in charge that does that. I mean, I'm not saying they can't fly in February. I'm saying that's not really a great time to be planning for small planes.
Yeah,
you know,
the
to rely
so
on that,
iffy.
I guess.
Yeah, the weather is,
you know,
so iffy. It's just
and even the smaller jet boats and that kind of thing. I mean, Lynn Canal is no joke. So, it's frustrating.
Challenging.
It's challenging.
A new challenge this year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's been increasingly challenging, it seems like, the last, because it's the ferry service has been whittled down, but now it's definitely bare bones.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
It really is. So I think the next few weeks are going to be interesting up here as people are trying to, you know, as different districts are trying to sort through what it all really means and, you know, how will it play out. I don't really know what it's going to look like, to be honest, but it'll be revamped. It'll be different. So that makes it tough, too, because then if you are trying to plan with Alaska Airlines or some other, you know, make other arrangements, if you don't really know the dates or the dates have to change or be adjusted, that makes it tough. It'll be an interesting few weeks, I think.
I know the activity directors throughout the Southeast work closely together to try and make it even more efficient than it can already be. You just don't even imagine how efficient that they're working on it now. And then to basically tell them, well, you're going to have to be more efficient, you know, with less money
and with things that are really beyond our control. You know, that's the thing with the I mean, you can't, if the boat only travels once a week into Haines, that's what it is, you know, for now. So I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know where it's going to go.
Well, we'll probably know more in a few weeks, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk a little bit about A Night of Stories?
Mm-hmm.
That's something new that is happening at the Stedman Elementary School this month. I guess it's on the 19th,
the
night of the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like it's the first annual event.
Yeah. So the last couple of years, speaking of federal programs, so talking about migrant education and then Title I federal funding, we had made the decision with parent input and community and staff to consolidate funds within migrant and Title I. We actually started doing that a couple of years ago. And what that allows us to do, you can still target migrant funds for specific activities, which we do, like the things we've done in the past, you know, year with taking kids to look at colleges or VOTEC training programs, career opportunities. So tutoring, you know, all the things that we've kind of expanded over the last couple of years. But then combining, consolidating the funds at the elementary level to create a school-wide program has allowed us more flexibility with the funding. So we're able to use it for all kids mm-hmm. at the elementary level. It used to be more of a targeted program where it was
just kids in the program.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Kind of just focused on like reading intervention support. And now that's a component, but it's not all. So you can use it for other kinds of support activities for kids. So last year they had several events similar to what is happening here in a couple weeks, or next week. Yeah, next week, Thursday. So it's not totally new, or not the absolute first, but we're really trying to get, each year we keep improving that, so we're trying to get an event and a meeting right away, you know, get something going the first night. So this is one of Ms. Khan's ideas, was to combine the school-wide Title I meeting that needs to happen in the fall, get feedback from parents, find out, you know, what kinds of things they're liking or not liking about programming and that kind of thing in the school. And then also to combine it with one of our students who graduated last year from high school here, one of our own who has come all the way through our system and certainly was a Ray C. Stedman graduate. So George Skeek did a project with a visiting school psychologist last year in our district who is a carver, and they combined forces, and that project is completed. So we wanted to...
And he's giving it, he's donating it to the school.
Yes, it's actually, it's finally in place over at the elementary school. It's outside. Cindy Fry from the high school was hugely helpful in trying to make that all happen, bring it all together. So it's over there. It's beautiful. And so Heather wanted to do kind of an honoring ceremony for that, kind of an official sort of unveiling and recognizing George's work. And I do believe Denny will also be here, the school psychologist, so that will be great to honor him too. And then we're going to have some storytelling, some Clinkett storytelling, some drumming, I believe, and then, of course, you know, there's always a little food. So some food, and then kind of continuing from that into the library to have the school-wide Title I meeting. So kind of an hour jam-packed of great things. So it'll be fun.
And like you were saying, the feedback from families for the Title I meeting, that's for all families.
Could be anybody.
At the grade
mm-hmm.
school.
Yep, and they could be feedback. So if you remember, like last year, there were several events and things that happened over the year. There was the Science Night, the wildly popular Science Night. That was an example of an event and an activity. They did the one in partnership with PI. Also, the kind of health, the activity one where they did it at the Parks and Rec gym, and kids' parents were playing, you know, there was
snowballs, I remember that one.
And just some really fun, you know, just doing fun things with your kids, being healthy and active, you know. Mm-hmm. So all ideas are welcome, I guess, is what we're saying. If there's things that people really, you know, let's talk about, you know, robotics, more math, some science, STEM, you know, whatever kinds of things like that. So
okay.
Feedback.
Again, that's next Thursday night, mm-hmm. the 19th at Stedman Elementary School.
It is. I think we start at 6. I think the stories and the unveiling and all of those things starts at 6.
Okay.
So,
and then there's another program, Start With Hello, and that's kind of a week-long event. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. So it's a very simple idea, but it's a very powerful idea. It's something that we already do really well here, actually, in our district, and actually, I would argue, in our community, as far as kind of noticing and paying attention to kids and people who might be alone, basically. And what can you do about that?
Well, and to anyone. I mean, really.
Yeah.
At the visitor center, we hear all the time about how friendly everyone is and how, you know, people say hello to them on the street and engage in conversation.
Engage in conversation and reach out to people. And so it comes out of Sandy Hook Promise, which is a nonprofit organization. And there's a lot of different programs and resources available through them that you can use within a school, within a community. You know, the idea being focusing on, you know, clearly anti-violence. Social isolation is basically what this Start With Hello emphasis is, you know, what can you do if you notice that somebody is alone. You know, if you're noticing that, are you seeing, like, is the same student or even adults in our lives sitting alone, you know, every day at lunch? Or, you know, and some people choose to. I mean, we don't want to be creepy about it, you know, but or invasive of people's space, but really noticing people around you. And basically, you know, really that is the premise of it. Start with hello. Go up and engage in some conversation with somebody and ask them how they're doing. And maybe they don't really want to talk to you that day, but maybe the next day, maybe they will, you know, ask them a couple of questions. And so there's some really simple kind of tools and trainings that you can use with kids of all ages, people of all ages, really people of all ages, of ways to sort of ask, you know, good questions, how to be interactive with other people. And just really, it's just a matter of noticing other kids, you know, paying attention. And the idea, like the benches that have been seen on social media, you know, those friendship benches, you know, I mean, things like that, where you have those opportunities for people to feel like they have a place to go and be if they, maybe they really truly are isolated or they perceive that they're isolated. That's also something that kids deal with. I mean, adults deal with it too, you know, if they feel that they don't have a connection with somebody. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So is this start with hello, is that something that's going to be in the classroom? Mm-hmm. Like the teachers are going to be talking to the kids about it?
They will. Primarily, it'll start there, although we have lots of great ideas coming. And, of course, at the middle and high school, you always want to try to move it out to kids more. They, I know it's shocking, tend to want to listen to peers more about things than the adults. But so there's a lot of really great resources for kids. Like, we're going to try to talk with some of the student council groups or just interested students. I mean, sometimes it doesn't have to be the ASB kids. It could, or, you know, it can be just kids who might be interested in it. So doing a little bit of awareness this week and next. And then you can, it could be anywhere from one or two things happening to a whole, you know, huge thing. We are taking it slow, but we already have some great ideas, like some really great ideas with some of the high school athletes potentially coming over to the elementary school and doing some meet and greets with kids and kind of reaching out, connecting with different sorts of kids. So different groups of kids, older and younger, mixing. And I think it's going to be great. It's going to be great. It's going to be a good, positive way to kick off the year. So yeah. It will be the week of the 23rd. So you had asked that. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah, September's already halfway speeding along here. Anything else that the listeners might want to know about tonight's meeting or agenda or anything else at the school district?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have too much too heavy on the agenda.
I do want to make one quick thank you, I guess, recognition out there. So we are almost, our elementary kitchen renovation and cafeteria is actually almost done. So we are into our high school cafeteria. It's beautiful. If you haven't stopped by, it's really a nice location. It just looks great. And so excited about the kitchen in there. But the cafeteria at the elementary is almost done. So we will likely be moving in and starting in there next Monday, the 16th.
Wow, that's a little bit sooner than was expected.
Mm-hmm. We're really excited about it. And then I guess my thank you out there is just to recognize our local Catholic Church. So when we really realized that we might be displaced at that point, they were thinking into October. Mm-hmm. We thought, we can't. We were just going to have kids eat outside for a week or so, but it was potentially turning into maybe a month, and we all know October. Anyway, so really, like 4 days before school started, we actually reached out and communicated with a few people in the Catholic Church because it's so close, and they were super accommodating, very willing to help us out. And so our elementary kids have been walking across the street back and forth and having breakfast and lunch over there. So, we couldn't have done it without them. So just recognizing that partnership.
Wow. Next week for the cafeteria then.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be exciting because it'll look totally different.
It looks
totally
different.
I saw it during construction and it definitely is going to be different.
Yeah.
Way bigger.
Yeah. Nice room in there and it's turning out great. So we're excited.
And I will put in my plug because it really is one of the best lunches in town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, community members are able to go and eat at the school. You can go sit
with
your kid.
Yeah, give us a call and come in, absolutely.
Go with your grandchild.
Mm-hmm.
Check in at the office.
Yeah.
Head on down to the cafeteria.
Yep.
And eat some delicious food that's made by our staff in our new kitchen.
I know. We're so excited. They're so excited. It's going to be great.
All right. Well, we look forward to seeing that. Well, thank you so much for giving us an update on school district issues. And again, the meeting is tonight. The school board meeting is tonight at 6 o'clock in the high school library. And as usual, KFSK will be broadcasting the meeting live.
Yes. Thank you so much for doing that, KFSK.
That's right.
You bet. We will see you there tonight.
Sounds good.
And stay with us here on KFSK. Ross is here to host Street Beat this afternoon.